In a house in southeast London, and I'm looking at a 3D printer, and with me is
Paul. My name is Paul Candler, otherwise known as Bluebot.
And this is your 3D printer. So Paul, explain what's happening.
Basically, we are printing a hand in a sort of OK pose, layer by layer. It's being printed in 100 micron layers at the moment.
And tell us a bit about the 3D printer that you use.
A 3D printer is made by Ultimaking. It's an Ultimaker. It's a do-it-yourself printer. So basically, you send away your money, and you get a nice cardboard box full of parts. And it took me a day to assemble it, and half a day to paint it blue.
It's a very attractive blue light coming out of it, and it is gradually building up, layer by layer, this hand. Now, what sort of stuff are you making, and why, I suppose the question is?
I tend to make pretty things, mainly. That's because the driving thing for me is to end up with a real high-quality print. So I print down to 20 micron layers. That's 50 layers per millimetre, which for a home 3D printer is quite insane.
We're at the cutting edge of home 3D printing here, aren't we?
We are indeed. I mean, there are many printers out there that at their best quality is 100 microns.
And I can't quite imagine myself yet having one of these at home, but you believe quite a lot of us will in the long run.
I think so. I mean, rather like computers, people thought that they wouldn't be in every single house. Basically, if something becomes simple enough for your housewife to use, which is rather patronising, but if basically all you have to do is to press a couple of buttons, then yes, I think it will be taken up by people.
Yeah, they used to say there was only going to be, I don't know, 5 or 10 computers in the world, and we seem to have one in every home. You think we're going to have a 3D printer in every home, and what will we be using them for?
We'll be printing spare parts. Children hopefully will be learning to create their own items. So let's say you're trying to hold your sat nav system into your car, and your car is a particularly odd shape. You'll be able to just quickly design your own holder and print it off.
So that is a little insight into home 3D printing. We're actually filming this right now for a wider Newsnight feature about that, which will be coming sometime in the next few weeks. We'll keep you up to date with that.